Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, where did I leave off? Carolyn, Ohio? Okay, Carolyn, Ohio pledges 100. Curtis in Vancouver, Washington pledges 200. Anonymous in Medford, Massachusetts pledges 500. And Gary in Florida pledges 100. All right. Okay, so let me see. I'm going to give you a total in a minute. Let me look here. Okay. All right, right now we need we need 3,900. We need 3,900 right now. So that's where we're at. We've got approximately 50 minutes left to do three. Well, actually, we've got a whole one hour left because we'll be here to midnight to do 3,000. What did I say? 3,100? Or no, 3,900, right? Yeah. All righty, folks. We got that to do. All right. We're going to be taking a look at here with Ron Paul and RFK. They're calling out the CIA coup. More and more people are standing up and saying, you know what, we've had enough is enough, and they're pushing back. So let's take a listen to what they have to say.
But I do believe there has been a coup, and it's been taken over. And if I want to just put the date in my mind. Anybody could pick probably any date in the last 100 years, but I have picked November 22nd, 1963.
What happened on that day?
That was the day Kennedy was murdered by our government.
Wow.
You know, by the CIA.
You can go on YouTube and watch this tonight. It's called Event 201, and this is the fourth section of it. Oh, and people knew about that, you know, who were looking at this like me. And from almost the beginning. But then I started doing a deep dive when I was writing the book, and I found out that was not a one-off. And I describe in that book, I found about 20 of these that they had been doing since 2001. And they're all scripted by the CIA. And all of them include top-level officials like James Woolsey, the deputy director of the CIA, Taro O'Toole. All of them have senior CIA officials. Many of them have famous people who kind of give an imprimatur of legitimacy to what they're doing, like Madeleine Albright or Tom Daschle or, you know, Bill Gates and a lot of them, and Gro Brundtland from the, you know, from the WHO, people who are respected. And they end up drilling, each one of them, is drilling the imposition of totalitarian controls. They're collectively, they have names like Dark Winter and Crimson Contagion and all these weird names, but collectively they're called Operation Lockstep. And they involved hundreds of thousands of people, public officials from little towns all over America, health officials from the state, police, firefighters, hospital systems, public utilities, and FBI, CIA, U.S. Marshals in Canada, the United States, all over Europe, Australia, and China. They were all doing it together, drilling, here's what we're going to do when a pandemic comes. And a lot of these people, you can see, are surprised about what they're doing. But they're probably looking around and saying, well, everybody else thinks this is okay, so I guess this is what we do when the pandemic comes. So they drilled people into doing something that was clearly contrary to their values. But it got them all teed up to do it and do it all at once and say, this is what you do when there's a pandemic. The first thing you do is you end freedom of speech and you start gutting the Constitution.
Well, I'm taking a moment right now to be thankful to God and thankful to all of you and our great crew. And I'm not doing a victory lap here because we're in the middle of a war. But I said 2 months ago, my primary mission of identifying the New World Order before it launched operations so people would know that they were the ones doing all these horrible things so they couldn't pose as saviors. That's been my primary mission for 29 years on air. 29 years on air in a few days. Was to get people ready so that we'd have a resistance movement and an alternate to this New World Order plan. We have now reached that, thanks to all of you. And so I salute you and I thank you. We're now not being caught flat-footed. We are on our toes, and we are in fighting stance, and we are accelerating our resistance to victory. You can feel it. You can see it. Now, that doesn't mean the enemy isn't going to launch nuclear war, turn off the power, God knows what, but we know they're behind it, too. They're going to pay one way or another. They can back off, or they can keep pushing it, but either way, they're going down. They can do it the easy way, or they can do it the hard way. They will not suppress humanity more. Their New World Order plan is dead on arrival. So I want to play Robert Kennedy Jr. coming out saying there's been a coup, CIA, New World Order. I want to play Ron Paul saying it. I want to play Trump saying it. I got a bunch of other Elon Musk world leaders saying it. It's out in the open. We have an illegitimate hijacked government. And I'm going to put a compilation together. There's dozens of these that are new. But this is victory. Identifying you have a coup, identifying it's a criminal bureaucracy, and taking your government back instead of having a stupid civil war. Here is some of the clips.
There's been a coup. We don't have any resemblance to a government that believes in a republic. We don't have honest money. We don't have integrity. We don't even have people in Washington that even pretends, you know, that you're supposed to tell the truth. You know, remember just recently there was a congressperson that won, and he won by putting on his resume just a bunch of lies. and the other ones got hysterical. The other congressman is telling lies like this. And I got to thinking, well, how many of these people that were complaining about this guy telling lies, how many of them lied when they raised their hand up and swore to uphold the Constitution? Now, that's a lie that really has consequences. Actually, you could probably make fun and make a little joke because his jokes weren't, everybody knew he was fibbing, but the real lies are being told, and that is our big problem. But I do believe there has been a coup, and it's been taken over, and if I want to just put the date in my mind, and anybody could pick probably any date in the last 100 years, but I have picked November 22nd, 1963.
What happened on that day?
That was the day Kennedy was murdered by our government.
Wow.
You know, by the CIA.
Because what I found was, you know, I saw this event 201. And raise your hand if you know what event 201 was. Okay, for those of you who don't know, event 201 was a pandemic simulation, a coronavirus pandemic simulation that took place in October of 2019. Nobody had ever heard of coronavirus till January. So that's 3 months later. In October, we now know that coronavirus was already circulating in September, so the month before, in Wuhan. But nobody knew about it. And yet they had a coronavirus pandemic simulation in New York City, hosted by Bill Gates and Avril Haines, the former deputy director of the CIA, who did all of the Guantanamo Bay cover-up. She is like the cover-up queen. And they do a simulation, and who else is there? George Gao, the head of Chinese CDC, so who obviously knows the coronavirus is circulating. He is the world's coronavirus expert. He's also the head of the CDC in China. And then they had all of the social media platforms were there, the big insurance companies, Johnson & Johnson, the big pharma companies, and they meet for 2 days. And they have 4 seminars, and each one is faking this, you know, coronavirus is spreading across the world. And they simulate, they don't say, okay, we got vitamin D to everybody, and we got to make sure everybody gets exercise and gets out of their house and gets healthy and, you know, builds their immune system. And you know, there's none of that. And zinc and, you know, all the things. We got to figure out early treatments. We got to use the computer, the internet to connect all 15 million doctors, frontline doctors around the world, so that we know when they treat people what's working, what's not, and we're constantly upgrading the protocols. That's what they should have been doing. That's not what they were doing. They were working on ways to use the coronavirus pandemic as a pretense for clamping down totalitarian controls globally. And, you know, they talk about in some of these concentration camps and all of this stuff. But here, the last simulation on the fourth day, George Gao and Avril Haines from the CIA are talking. They have a soliloquy about how do we clamp down, stop people from saying this came from a lab leak. So they're saying that. This is in October of 2019. And they say, well, we got to get the social media companies to censor them and deplatform them and all this. You can go on YouTube and watch this tonight. It's called Event 201, and this is the fourth section of it. Oh, and people knew about that, you know, who were looking at this like me. And from almost the beginning, but then I started doing a deep dive when I was writing the book. And I found out that was not a one-off. And I describe in that book, I found about 20 of these that they had been doing since 2001. And they're all scripted by the CIA. And all of them include top-level officials like James Woolsey, the deputy director of the CIA, Taro O'Toole. All of them have senior CIA officials. Many of them have famous people who kind of give an imprimatur of legitimacy to what they're doing, like Madeleine Albright or Tom Daschle or, you know, Bill Gates and a lot of them, and Gro Brundtland from the, you know, from the WHO, people who are respected. And all, and they end up drilling, each one of them is drilling the imposition of totalitarian controls. They're collectively, they have names like Dark Winter and Crimson Contagion and all these weird names, but collectively they're called Operation Lockstep. And they involved hundreds of thousands of people, public officials from little towns all over America, health officials from the state, police, firefighters, hospital systems, public utilities, and FBI, CIA, U.S. Marshals in Canada, the United States, all over Europe, Australia, and China. They were all doing it together, drilling, here's what we're going to do when a pandemic comes. And a lot of these people, you can see, are surprised about what they're doing. But they're probably looking around and saying, well, everybody else thinks this is okay, so I guess this is what we do when the pandemic comes. So they drilled people into doing something that was clearly contrary to their values. But it got them all teed up to do it and do it all at once and say, this is what you do when there's a pandemic. The first thing you do is you end freedom of speech and you start gutting the Constitution.
What's happening is very simple. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system. Look at what they've done to our justice system, what they have done to our justice system. I will direct the Department of Justice to go after Marxist prosecutors' offices to make them pay for their illegal race-based enforcement of the law. Many racists are there. And 2024 is the final battle. That's it. If you put me back in the White House, the reign of the corrupt Washington establishment will be over.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are waking up.
We are back, folks. We are back. Listen, I got to tell you, we now have approximately 45 minutes, and we still have about 3,700 we got to raise. So, again, folks, we really got to do it. And here's why. We want to stay on that station. We want to stay on the station you're listening to us on. We've been telling you all of these things we've told you over the years. We've come down exactly the way we've told you. Not because we had more information than NBC, ABC, CBS. It's because our job was to get it to you as quickly as possible. Their job was to keep you from hearing it. Okay, so they are government-controlled. They are government-controlled media. And so there you go. 888-677-9673, 888-281-1110. Now, John, what are you saying? We go back. Remember what JFK wanted to do? JFK, Ronald Reagan, and also Donald Trump, all three wanted to defund the CIA. And this is why they're after Trump the way they are, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, he wants to destroy the stronghold of the New World Order in here, Pastor. And the deep state, as we call it, that's all one way or another tied in with that. So, in fact, I've heard a speech by Trump in which he said, when he's elected, one of the first things he's going to do, he's going to go after and destroy the deep state.
So, all righty, we want to say Gary in Florida pledges 100. Thank you. And let's see, who do we have here? I'm looking at B&B in Cleveland pledges 400. Thank you. Thank you. All righty, folks, we're down about, what are we down, about 3,300, something like that we need yet. We've got about approximately 44 minutes to get that 3,300 in. So, again, 888-677-9673. John, look, when you're talking about all of this that we're talking about here tonight, when they were talking about this COVID thing, it had nothing to do with keeping people from getting sick and dying. It had everything to do with two things. One, control, 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 and the other, to depopulate the planet. The same thing if you apply. Look, all of this stuff that they're pushing with the electric cars, if we go to electric cars, is going to take more energy? It will put more carbon into the atmosphere, more. They know that. I mean, I know that. You know that, right? And so,
Pastor Ernie, where is the electricity going to come from?
From burning coal and natural gas power plants, because they don't want to go to nuclear. And so to burn those power plants, you're going to have to burn more and more to charge these cars. So you and I know that it's a big lie. It's one huge, huge lie promoted and backed up by all of the mainstream, what they call mainstream media. But it's not about what it's about is control. You see, this way they can control. When they can control what you drive, they can control where you can go. They want to control whether or not if you can have and how much electricity you can have. They want to control that. How much? They don't want to have any more gas stoves or gas furnitures. It's all about, completely about control. And we're going to push back, aren't we?
We have to, Pastor Ernie. I mean, at some point, we have to be very careful that we can't, we've passed the point of no return with them.
Okay.
I mean, they exactly what you're saying. They want to, and this, we're not making it up. They're bolding out in the open. They want to depopulate the earth. They call us a virus on the earth, Christian. A virus. They're after the food system now. That's all part of starving the people. They want World War III. They do. They want it, Pastor Ernie. They're pushing Russia, and they're going to push Russia and Russia and Russia. They're pushing Russia into a corner.
Well, I think what they're going to do, I don't really think they want to nuke, they want to destroy America. America's their breadbasket for China and Russia. They know that, too. So, but what you will see, I mean, Austin and Millie, they're ready to surrender. They'll surrender. They will surrender to the communist Chinese and the Russians. They have no problem surrendering our freedom, do they?
No, they are all one world order people, Pastor Ernie. That's why there's merit to what you're saying. And when you look at all of this together, and then you look at the COVID shots and all the COVID and how it was all hyped, and then the COVID shots, and then the boosters. And they knew exactly what we know now. They knew before they instituted all this, Pastor. Why did they block the cures for it? You know, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. They took doctors' license away because they prescribed ivermectin for in the hot. That one doctor, Pastor Ernie, Simeon Gold, she was curing so many people that were coming in, emergency with COVID, and she was using the right protocols for it. and they told her to stop. Do you remember that, Pastor Ernie?
Oh, yeah. Well, they went after a number of people. They literally arrested. Yeah. They went to her place and arrested her.
Yeah. Yeah, they told her to stop because too many people were getting healed from it, and she wouldn't stop, so they fired her. So when we look at all of that, what's going on, Pastor Ernie? What is going on? The border is wide open. Now, all the regulations that they're putting in now to make business more, you can't conduct business, or it's so expensive. Everything, it's inflation, that's all planned. They knew once they started to pump that funny money into the system that it would send inflation. So when you put it all together, Pastor Ernie, you see it. It's clear right in front that we have the government is our enemy, and they have an agenda that is not for us, Pastor Ernie.
Now, John, going all the way back before Biden was even in office, before the election in 2020, we told people, look, you know, about the Biden crime family. We told people, we actually played the clip where it was translated there, about the Chinese, when they were saying, the high-level Chinese generals and that were saying, we have our people in the highest offices in America, okay? The Biden crime family, we told people that the Biden crime family was virtually owned by the Chinese government, virtually owned. Here, here's an article today, John, by Ethan Huff. China issues new details on sanctions against Raytheon and Lockheed, potentially cutting off all rare earth minerals to the U.S. defense industry. Again, remember what we told you. Austin and Milley have every intention of just surrendering. For supplying weapons to Taiwan, United States war corporations Lockheed Martin and Raytheon Technology have been sanctioned by Communist China as the conflict between it and the West escalates. In a statement issued this week, China's Ministry of Commerce announced that the sanctions include a ban both on imports and exports of the two companies to China in order to prevent Chinese products from being used in their military bases. So Biden has his job, and we told people over and over, we got to keep repeating it, his job was to keep the border open. The Chinese made sure, look, we're going to send fentanyl is what I'm trying to say. We're going to send all of these drugs in. We're part of the depopulation program. And John, our Department of Defense is heading up that depopulation program on a global scale. Our Department of Defense, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, all of these, they have to report to the Department of Defense. And we've been telling people about this. And, you know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, they have a saying in the media, if you tell the people what they're doing, the shock value is not there, and they'll accept it. The resistance will be the least. And so virtually they let the message get out of what they're doing to depopulate the program through, like, avenues like us right here. But that's what's happening. They're wanting to depopulate the planet. At the same time, they're bringing in all of these nationalist Chinese. Obama's bringing in. So when they have the takeover, when he gives the order to burn the cities, do whatever they have to do, voting fraud, whatever, they'll do it. This is really high treason, is it not?
It's the highest possible treason. It's unimaginable, Pastor Ernie. It really is. It really is the level that this is at. And they've been working at this for a long time, Pastor, a long time. They have long-range plans that are really coming to a head now.
Yeah, China has always planned way, way in advance. All right, Rose in Illinois pledges 50. Carol in Illinois pledges 100. Tony in Parma pledges 75. Thomas in Lakewood pledges 40. And Rose in PA has pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, right now we are about 35 minutes away from the end of this night. And I'm not quite sure where we're at. But Anyhow, it's 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Here's another article. This is right on the money here. Orwellian censorship ramped up to the next level as eugenicists in the U.S. government, want to make it impossible for us to know that they're murdering our children. According to the news story over at Mercola and Steve Quayle, linked to his website Saturday morning, if we stay upon the same path we've been on for the last decade, there will be nothing that can stop outright hell upon earth within the next 7 years, though much sooner than later, as we'll explore within the story with the framework now put together to not only completely eliminate websites such as All News Pipeline, but imprison people for decades if they simply read the wrong websites, websites which expose the endless, heinous crimes of the globalist crime cabal, now attempting to drive the final nail to freedom. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to shut us down. They've tried it. We're pushing back. Now they're, do you think the opposition, and we're talking about the Antichrist Communist Party, do you think that Joe Bama Biden, John, we know he's not stable, and we know he's simply a puppet for George Soros and Obama and the others, do you think he's going to go all out and say, all right, try to put us under martial law?
Well, that's their ultimate goal, Pastor Ernie. Their ultimate goal is digitalize the currency, collapse the banking system where there's only like a handful of major banks, and then have the economic crash, and then everything will be controlled. Everything. So there. I mean, again, that's not me making it up. That's them. That's their plans.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about having complete and total control over us, huh?
Yeah. So once they have digital money, like no one will be able to give money to you to run the station. They'll block it. They'll block you. And they'll block anybody that tries to donate it. Pastor Ernie, did you hear where the car companies in just a year or two?
They want to remove all AM radios, all radios out of the cars?
Yeah. And it's funny, but when I'm driving, that's all I listen to is AM. I don't listen to FM at all or anything else. But yeah, they want to do away, and because AM is really where, like you, AM is where you really find the truth. It's sort of like a little hidden secret, Pastor. I mean, all these shows on AM that are so conservative and telling the truth.
So would you say that Joe Biden is every bit as much a dictator as Fidel Castro?
Here's the thing. In my opinion, the only thing that is stopping a real, because they desperately want to bring down America, desperately. The only thing that's stopping it, and it's stopping what happened with, like, Castro, is the Second Amendment, Pastor.
You're absolutely right. We know it, you know it, and this is their problem. That is their real big problem.
That's their problem.
And so, well, you know, we have to move. And we have to move quickly. We've got to take our country back again. Like I said, a lot of counties around the country, the sheriff's departments are kind of preparing for possibly a battle against the feds. All right, Joanne in New York pledges 400. Thank you, Joanne. All righty, 888-281. 1110, folks. We've now have 30 minutes left. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got 30 minutes left to raise enough to keep us on for next month. And we're going to keep fighting and depending upon the good Lord to help us fight back against the deep state. We'll be back after this.
I hear that train a-coming. It's coming around the bend. That train is called judgment, and it's here because of sin. You made the wrong decision. Yes, you rejected Christ. Now that train is arriving, and it's a terrifying sight. There is no use in running. There is no place to go. Now you know you're hurt. You're reaping what you sow. You turn your back on Jesus. Didn't care why he died. But now you're really caring. Just listen to you cry. Folks dying, it's happening near and far. They're waiting now for judgment, and their sins as black as tar. You know you had it coming. You know you can't be free. It's a horrible place to be in, such torment and misery. Now call on the name of Jesus. Do it while there's time. He's your only hope now. You're at the end of the line. You may not see tomorrow. Your time is running out. Once you're in that hellfire, there ain't no getting out.
Alrighty, we are back. Okay, and folks, we're living in the time the Bible talks about, the time of lawlessness, in America. It's exactly the way everything is not falling apart, it's falling in place, and exactly, you know, the way God's Word, the Bible says it would be. Now, you could say, woe is me, look how bad everything is, and but again, this is nothing new. Now, for all those people out there, when you take a look at Obama, Biden, you take a look at Chucky Schumer, you take a look at all of these, the wickedness, the ungodly, these woke corporate executives that just want to make money, they want to control. Look, this lifespan is very, very short. Every day people are dying. I can't believe how many funerals I've preached in my life. They're going to die, we're going to die. But here's the difference. Once they die, things go very, very, very south for them. That's a reality. That's a real reality. Once we die, things get better and better and better for us, okay? That's just the reality, okay? Now, there are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Everybody in heaven and everybody in hell believes. And so, right now, we have, I believe we're down to about, we need, let me see, let me look at this here. We need 2,800. We need 2,800 is where we're at right now. So we've got 25 minutes to come up with the 2,800. All we need, John, is three people to pledge 1,000, and we're there, aren't we?
That's right, Destin.
Already.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pastor Ernie, this is a time for us to shine for the Lord. I mean, it's so dark. It is like heading towards the days of Noah.
And to stand up for the truth, to witness to people about Christ and his coming and all, to hand out brochures, things. Everything is accounted for by the Lord that we do, Pastor Ernie. Everything. Everything. So I want to encourage everyone to now is the time to not hunker down or not just to give up. I mean, maybe it is too late for America. Maybe it is. But it's not too late for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right, Pastor Ernie?
Well, absolutely. You know, I don't care where you live. If you're with the Lord. Look, we have our instructions. We've got our marching orders, right? And that's that. You know, here, look, John. Did he not give America very clearly? He didn't leave her in the dark. He told her exactly what she has to do, not just America, but every country in the world, to be healed, the land to be healed. Let me read it to you. Ready? Second Chronicles 7, starting with verse 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. He's making a statement. Look, I'm God. Who is it that's going to judge me? If I do these things to you, who is this going to judge me? And I'm fully capable of doing that if you don't listen, if you're not obedient to me, right? He says, if my people, which are called by my name, here's the answer. It's very simple. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attent to the prayers that is made in this place. There you go. God says, here's the answer. Here's the answer. Okay? It's kind of like being in a building, and the building's on fire, and there's a door in front of you. If you open that door, you can get out. You can get out. But people do not want to believe that they can go through the door. And you know why, John? Biblical illiteracy. The vast majority of people in this country are totally biblically illiterate, aren't they?
Well, I mean, it all goes back to the pulpits, Pastor. It really does. What's being preached from the pulpits or what's not being preached from the pulpits.
So judgment begins in the house of the Lord?
Yes, it does. That's what the Bible says. If judgment begin, let it begin in the house of the Lord.
So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
The prophet Daniel is talking about the very time that we live in. And they that be wise, now that's wise in the word of God, because that's what gives us knowledge and understanding, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So what we do now will affect us into eternity, Pastor. We don't want to miss that. We only have a little glimpse of eternity in the scriptures. Just gives us a glimpse, but what we do for the Lord now will affect us all through eternity. Daniel 12:9, and he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Folks, they're going to go wicked, become wicked, and worse and worse and worse. But we understand. We know what's going on. God has given us his word and then the enlightenment through the Holy Spirit. So we know, Pastor Ernie, where this is all heading and how it's going to end.
We absolutely do. And let me tell you what he says, because when you said judgment begins in the house of the Lord, he says this, we have renounced the hidden things, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, here he says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants. For God hath commanded the light to shine into the darkness, has shined into our hearts, to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. We're the Lord's willing, unless he changes. I'm going to take a look, because you're seeing creeping in more and more what are called churches, and what are called mainline churches now are accepting. They're accepting sodomy. They're accepting sodomy. They're accepting pedophilia. Most of them haven't gone into bestiality, but it's just a matter of time. And they're doing this. They've been little by little. Well, God has just kept a remnant. I just want to say, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we're an actual New Testament church. We are not a 501c3 corporation. We hold literally to the Word of God, and we believe what God says, where the opposition out there, where it says that, and you're seeing more and more of these churches, so-called churches with LGBT signs, saying God loves everybody, but God doesn't love everybody. God's word, the Bible, is very, very clear on that. The Bible, in fact, says God hates all those that commit iniquity. The Bible, in fact, refers to those that commit sodomy as reprobate and as abominable. And so, folks out there, let me tell you, there are you have to understand God is immutable. He doesn't change. That they have changed. They have tried to change the word of God. They've perverted the Word of God, and they've gone away from the Word of God. They no longer worship God, like it says in the Romans chapter 1. They were under delusion. They become delusionary, deceiving themselves. They've become fools, somehow thinking by misrepresenting and perverting God's Word that God's going to accept that. No, God's immutable. He's the same today, tomorrow, forever. Boy, when you stand before Him, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to judging sin, there's no man that ever walked the face of the earth that's less tolerant of sin than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen, John.
Amen, Pastor Ernie. And yet he had that love to draw people to eternal life, Pastor Ernie.
All righty, we have Lou in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you, Lou. Folks, we're running out right now. We have, 17 minutes left. We need for you to help us keep you on the station. We really do. We want to stay on the station. You're listening to us on the station right now, and that's where we want to stay. We want to stay on that station. And so, again, we need about, I think it's, about $2,800 we need tonight. We need three people to match a pledge, three people to pledge $1,000, or six people to pledge $500. And so we have, or one person to pledge pledge $3,000. We have one person pledge $3,000. We're there, okay. So, folks, that's what we need to stay on the station. That remember how we said over and over and over again, if we don't hear from people, we're going to have to go over off certain stations. Since we went off six stations, and boy, we heard from the people saying, we wish we had responded. I wish I'd given. I know it's late. Hopefully you can get back on. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to stay on all the stations, but get back on the others. We need your help. We can't do it. Airtime's expensive. We don't take a salary, John. None of us take a salary. In here, everyone, we all volunteer. We do this because it's the right thing to do. We do it because we believe in God, country, and family. We do it because we want to bring America back to one nation under God. Okay, we do it because we love our freedom.
I'd like to add something that people may not be aware.
He has to do these events here for raising funds because of the topics that he speaks about, the true topics that you don't and critical topics you don't really hear any other place or very, very, very few places because you can't have sponsors. The enemy will go after the sponsors. So that's why he has to do this. He's solely on the air by your support. And also, Pastor Ernie, I'd like to, you might have a running update or update on this, but I know going back into, I guess, the mid, right after Roe versus Wade, you started pro-life, and you've closed, through your efforts there, a number of abortion centers were closed, and you have a pro-life center. How many babies have been saved through your ministry?
The last count was 24,000. Well, it was a combination of our ministries. We headed it up, but you know, we worked together with the other pro-life groups, so and we combined.
So, I mean, what radio shows do that, folks? Again, very few. So Pastor Ernie is tremendous integrity, stands for many things, especially, you know, for the babies there, and tens of thousands have been saved, tells truth, not holds back. And Pastor Ernie, through the years, I don't know how many, well, we've known each other since about 1995, and I've been with you on the air for, I don't even know how many years now, but I know through this radio show, truth has come out days, weeks, maybe months before it comes out really any other place. You really have been able to bring out information that few have been able to. So that's another reason for here, for this show, to support it. Is the information that he's giving, tremendous information, that sometimes it takes months to come out.
We don't spin it. We don't pervert it. We tell it to you the way it is. Our job is to get it to the people. Our opposition, the mainstream media, their job is to spin, twist, and give the state line to whatever the government wants them to say. That's what they do. They'll call it a lie, a narrative. And that's what they do. But they look pretty while they're doing it, but that's exactly what they're doing. But, you know, John, you've got about 5 minutes. Can you give an invitation in 5 minutes?
Pastor Ernie, could I, like, kind of repent for the sin of the nation?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because you mentioned it in 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
Yep.
So... Yeah, now, Father, we're before you in the name of Jesus, and we acknowledge your holiness, Lord. The angels in heaven that are before you, they're saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And from that holiness comes the true fear of you. And in fact, if you look the definition of holiness up, it's unapproachable, fear. That's you're holy. But you sent, in love, you sent Jesus Christ to die for us and pay the penalty for sin so we could stand in front of your holiness. Now, Lord, nations can be defiled. Nations, and they have been judged through the ages, Lord. We know, especially in the Old Testament, what has happened to nations. But America is doing all the sin that demands your judgment. All of it. It's listed there in the scriptures, Leviticus 18 in particular. So, Lord, we repent of it. We repent of the Supreme Court of sin with the audacity to attack marriage, which has never been. You have to go back to the days of Noah and declared that sodomy is equal to your institution of marriage. That was in June of 2014, Lord, that's nine years ago coming up. Look at America since then, Lord. We're being inundated from every angle, and especially they're going after our kids, Lord. These transgenders seem to be everywhere now with the kids, Lord. They're going after them. We're repenting before you. We're asking for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I bring before you June. which is going to be Gay Pride Month, whatever they call it. Biden's going to sign off on it, no doubt. And we're going to have big parades across the nation, all promoting sin. And then, Lord, we could have tremendous judgment as a result of that. We could, Lord, economic judgment, military judgment, natural judgment, as your curses just hover over the nation, Lord. So we're crying out to you in repentance and asking for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a tremendous outpouring that will beat back this sin and arrest it in your name, Lord, because so many souls have come to you and it's affected all areas of society. That's what we need, Lord, a tremendous outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Lord. We've come to you in Jesus' name. You've heard our request. You've heard the repentance, Lord. And we're asking now that for a great, great, tremendous outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Pastor Ernie. Thank you for the show. Thank you, Lord, that his shoulder is coming around there. It was very painful, Lord. It seems to be coming around now.
1 minute.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Pastor Ernie, I feel that that was the repentance that was needed.
Yeah, I do too. I wanted to say this very quickly. Norma in Illinois pledges 100. Michael in Philly pledges 200. Patricia in New Jersey pledges 81. JT in Illinois pledges 30. And you know what? I'm not going to, we fight like all to stay on, and we've already pledged twice, but I'm going to tell you, doers of the word is going to pledge one more time. We're going to pledge another 1,000, and I'm going to ask two more people to match me. If I'm going to pledge another 1,000 right now, and I'm asking two more people to match me tonight. You've got 8 minutes to do that, 8 minutes to call in here and match that pledge. So I need two more that'll pledge 1,000. So there you go. How much time do I have? All right. John, thanks for being here tonight. Again, the Bible says he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world, folks. And God's word is the only source of information and the only source of knowledge, in fact, that you can completely trust. It's the only thing on this planet. You can't even completely trust yourself, but you can trust the word of God. And it's the only thing that cannot be broken. And so do what we've said. Call upon the name of the Lord. Do it tonight. Go to the Gospel of John chapter 3. Read it and do it. Nope. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be here waiting. So until tomorrow, good night.
God bless.
And always. Let's do it, Big John. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.